Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey and I'll be joined by Matt Trenton as we've got a good show on hand. We'll be talking men's and women's basketball. Andy Peterson, Athletic Director of Northwest, will join us along with head coach on the women's side and Austin Meyer and a player off of his team, Ellie Horn. On the men's side, we'll talk with head coach Ben McCollum and a player off of his team, 6'7", sophomore Wes Dreamer. And up first is our interview with Wes Dreamer.
Wes, it's good to have you with us on the program here during this lunchtime.
Thanks for having me.
And Wes, we were talking just a little bit earlier. When you signed on to play basketball at Northwest Missouri State, did you anticipate the fact you get an opportunity to spend New Year's Eve in Tahlequah, Oklahoma?
No, that's one thing that never crossed my mind. Didn't think that ever happened.
Well, you guys made the most of it, I think, going down and getting a win against Northeastern State and then staying in Tahlequah that night and celebrating New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we had we did what we could. Got together down in the lobby, hung out with each other, and just spent the night together.
Well, let's talk about the game, first of all, against Northeastern State. After having such a long layoff, you had that game against Lincoln at home, and then COVID kind of reared its ugly head there just a little bit, and you guys had some time off due to that. But really seemed like you made the most of that time away and was able to come back despite not getting a lot of practice time together to come out and really put together a heck of a first half.
Yeah, we knew what we were getting ourselves into. Had to be prepared for that big break from COVID and then having 2 days of practice. We just did what we can. Had to bring the energy we focused on.
How did you spend that time away to be ensure that you were going to be in as good a health as you could possibly be when you came back?
Just doing stuff on your own at home. Just working out. We all got like band workouts and stuff from Joe Q, and then we just made the most out of it.
Yeah, I'd say you did, especially that first half really jumped out and really made an impression against Northeastern State after so long away, but and then kind of carried through into the second half a bit, but overall put together a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, we connected good. We focused on defense was the most part, which we really came out in the first half. And, yeah, just doing what we normally do, picking it up where we left off.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Then a short trip over to Pittsburgh, Kansas to wrap up that road trip against the Gorillas. And it really seemed like even though you jumped out to an early lead and had control of the game throughout, it was a much different type of Pittsburgh State team than what you saw a year ago.
Yeah, they're a completely different team. Got a bunch of new players. Their whole play style is completely different. So it was something we had to focus on going to that game.
And again, it was a situation where you're able to make a little bit of a run in the first half and at one point built up a 19-point lead, I think, early in the second half, where you were able to play with the lead and never really let Pittsburgh State get back in that game.
Yeah, most of it was defense because we knew they'd get hot, start hitting shots, so we just had to focus on that, trying to limit them, offensive rebounds and every little thing like that.
Boy, Hawk had a pretty good first half there, didn't he?
Yeah, he got going, and when he gets going, he's hard to stop.
How much of a difference does it make when you see someone like Hawkins have that type of half for the rest of the team and what you were able to do to play off of that?
Yeah, it goes off. Like, we all build off of him. Like, whoever gets going first, it kind of just builds on everyone else.
Then in the second half, some of the fouls began to mount up just a little bit. I think about everyone on the team had at least 3 fouls at one point there.
Yeah, they got aggressive and started attacking the basket, and there was nothing. We just weren't in the right spot at the right time getting fouls called, yeah.
As you look at this season, again, it's really a season like no other that anyone's had an opportunity to experience when you compare this to your freshman year. Just a lot of obstacles that you just have to deal with this year, it seems like.
Right. There's a lot of outside factors that are coming in, and we just try to not focus on them and just keep those out and just focus on basketball, taking it day at a time.
And being in the program a year coming into this, how much of a help has that been for you to go through all this with a year under your belt?
It's definitely a lot. It's kind of just like a flow now, like used to everything and just go off of it, yeah.
And coming off a great freshman year as well, he came in and immediately found a way to contribute a year ago. And I imagine that's something that you feel good about, too, that you're able to do some things as a freshman. And now coming in your sophomore year, you can kind of help some of those guys that are stepping in this year as freshmen to contribute.
Right. Playing last year really helped me out. It kind of got the jitters out of me and everything. I was able to settle down. And this year's just, yeah, same for the freshmen that are playing this year. Just kind of it all progresses throughout the year and gets easier.
Yeah, I would imagine. So it looks like, too, that another year off season for you has been beneficial as far as working with Joe Quinlan in the weight room and things.
Yeah, he knows how to get us stronger and all that.
How's that been able to contribute to what you've been able to do this year on the floor?
It's done a lot. I think that's one of the most things I wanted to work on this past season, to get stronger and quicker and all that, and Joe Q really knows how to do it.
So. And you've moved into the starting lineup on a regular basis, and I imagine that's something you enjoy as well, just although it's such a team concept with your group, but to be a consistent starter right now where you know your role going into each game.
Yeah, I like to know my role, and I'm glad that I kind of finally got to that spot where I can contribute to the team.
And what do you see as some of the things that you want to contribute to the effort each and every game?
What's that? Sorry.
What are some of the things that, from you personally, that you want to contribute to the team effort in each game?
Mostly just my effort, personally. Defense, giving 100% effort all the time, trying to limit the little mistakes and just focus on the little things, yeah.
Well, as you look toward the rest of this season, I guess, too, again, you guys have to be somewhat flexible because you never know what each week's going to bring right now.
Right. It's different every week. And even the teams that we're going into, they change up everything they do. So we just got to be flexible with it and figure some stuff out as we go.
Does what you've had to go through up to this point really kind of make you appreciate what you can do on the basketball floor with each opportunity, knowing that perhaps next week you might not get that same opportunity?
Right, yeah, you got to take what you got. Yeah, got to savor every moment and just give 100% every time because you never know what's going to happen.
All right, well, Wes, thanks a lot for being with us on the Coach's Show, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And that's Wes Dreamer from the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll be back and have more for you on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at NWMCell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey. Praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's game is brought to you by the Estates of Maryville, a vintage cooperative presenting adults 55 and better an inside-outside maintenance-free individual home ownership and active lifestyle within a new development off Icon Road in Maryville. More information is at VintageCooperatives.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at PizzaRanch.com.
Welcome back onto the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. The Bearcats 3-3 on the season, coming off a loss to Pittsburgh State over the weekend. But back home this weekend, taking on Washburn and Emporia State. Talking with senior forward Ellie Horn. And Ellie, it has to be nice kind of looking ahead, seeing home games finally. Only two to this point in Bearcat Arena. That's probably a nice change to be able to not get on the road and stay back home.
Exactly. Yeah, especially with COVID, it'll be nice to be back at home.
It is kind of crazy how it's worked out to where we look at the men's basketball team within that last road trip for the women right before Christmas break. Every game that's had those COVID protocols that have been affected have all been road games, which extends things out a little bit here as we get into the 2021 portion of the season. But not even COVID knocking out those home games, just we haven't had a chance to see Bearcat Arena. Is it going to be any different? Obviously, a smaller crowd, not too many fans there, but to be on your home floor, there probably has to be a comfort level that comes with that, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. And we spend every day in there, and we get a lot of shots up on our own hoops, so it'll be nice to play at home.
Whether it's at home or on the road, it's very similar whenever you kind of look at it and think about, I guess, the energy that the team has to bring to be able to get up, get ready, get active, and get off to a hot start. How much does practice translate into that? Going into the off season of it's just you guys out there on the floor and hyping each other up to where now it's the third home game of the season. There'll be a few little bit of family in the stands, but it's kind of the same thing of the people on the bench have to kind of hype it up, make sure the people on the court stay focused and locked in.
Right, yeah, we practice every day in an empty gym, so having a smaller crowd definitely affects us. We love the energy that the crowd brings, but ultimately every day we bring our own energy and we're our own biggest fans, so just bringing that support.
As we roll into this week, prior to these games against Washburn and Emporia State, a road game, a makeup game against Pittsburgh State over the weekend, whenever you look at that, a tough go against a good Pittsburgh State team. The offense for Northwest, very good in that first half, but Pittsburgh State also knocking down a lot of shots. It was just kind of hard to put them out, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Whenever you look at a team like that, you're going against a couple really good guards, and Maya Williams, a really good post player for Pittsburgh State. What do you try to do to neutralize that as you go into that tough environment?
Yeah, well, in our conference, there's a lot of good teams. Everybody's a competitor. Everybody's an athlete. So we have to, you know our scout and go out there and give it 100% and really play together.
Can you compartmentalize some of these basketball games? You know, we think about ending before Christmas in that game on the road at Missouri Western, an emotional win, a big road win, 51-50. But then you pick things up with Pittsburgh State and tough loss on the road. Is it easy to compartmentalize, especially early in the season, to say, you know what, that was a great win, we're not going to worry about it. That was a tough loss, we're not worrying about it, just focus on what's coming up.
Yeah, it's definitely important, especially playing this week. We're going to need to move on from that loss, and we're doing that. You know, we're back in the gym, and so I think especially like this year, it's every day, one day at a time, and so we got to be ready for the next game.
Are practices different right now? I mean, of course, classes haven't started. It's just basketball right now, and they'll get started coming up later next week. But you're coming off a basketball game on Saturday. You've got some COVID testing and whatnot coming up, I guess probably Sunday and today, whatever, and focusing on that. But then you're getting into Washburn and Emporia State. Is it kind of nice just sitting back and you're just thinking about basketball 100% of the time?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have a break from classes and to be able to focus on that.
We look at the big stretch coming up. A lot of basketball games coming up. There's, I guess, a lot more opportunities for COVID-19 to play a role in what the schedule will look like down the road. How do you deal with that, not knowing what next week might look like? You get these two games in, but then that next road trip to Kearney and Hayes might be thrown off. Is it hard mentally to kind of go day by day, really not knowing what the future holds?
Yeah, it's really important. A coach always says, you know, like all of us, every player has to be ready to go at any moment. And we just kind of have adopted that mindset because you never know who's, you know, going to be out because of COVID or out because of an injury. We've really kind of struggled with some of those challenges this year. And so, you know, I mean, it's a team sport. And so we all come in and we're ready to go. So just kind of trying to work through that and leave it all on the floor every day.
John spoke with Wes Dreamer a little earlier and kind of asked about how you view these games and how you really value each and every game going into it. He's only a sophomore and obviously values it very highly. As a senior, do you feel like you have to kind of keep some of these younger players locked in and kind of keep preaching to them, hey, we have to value every game and kind of talk to them about taking care of themselves and what this season means?
Yeah, I think, well, especially for me starting as a freshman, you think you have all this time, and there's definitely a clock, and it's running out, especially this year. You don't know what you're guaranteed. There's so many games on the schedule, but you don't know how many you get to play. So definitely just, you know, make the most of every minute.
It's crazy how fast 4 years go, isn't it?
It really does.
As we look at it, we're coming down the stretch, and this is year two for you here at Northwest, transferring in from DMAC. Does it feel like you're seeing this Northwest program turn that corner of, you know what, there was progress last year, but you still had those tough moments? Does it feel like, hey, we're six games in, but this team's taken a lot of strides just in 2 years?
Yeah, for sure. I was really excited to join the program last year and be a part of something really cool to join. We made it to the Kansas City tournament, and so that was really special. And you just like know that it's different when you get to Northwest, and to be a part of that program as it's changing and evolving, it's been really exciting.
As you're going through your sophomore year at DMAC and you know that changes are on the horizon, trying to find that next school, what made Northwest the right school for you?
The people. I mean, everyone from the athletic training and Joe Q in the weight room and the coaches. And I absolutely love the girls here. The team is all super close, and we really get along, and we all love each other, and that really transfers to playing on the court.
In your senior season here at Northwest Missouri State, what are you majoring in here as a Bearcat?
Agricultural communications.
And what's the future hold for Ellie Horn?
Graduating and working back home in Iowa.
Agricultural communications. I feel like radio could probably be in one of those career paths, couldn't it?
That's true, yeah.
Is this an audition for you?
I don't know. You tell me how I'm doing.
I think you're doing great, yeah. This could be the future for Ellie Horn.
Good deal.
Ellie, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week, Washburn and Emporia State. Hopefully a couple wins coming up for the Bearcats.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Ellie Horn, Northwest Missouri State senior forward, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, we're trying to take care of you here just a little bit today with a little bit of food, some cookies to help get you going through this noontime.
Yeah, cookies are fantastic. Chocolate chip made by Tritton's wife. These are fantastic cookies.
Yeah, I think she really roasted the occasion to help us out here today.
No, absolutely. I know Tritton didn't do it. I can assure you of that. So he couldn't make something this good.
I'm not sure any of us could that's in this room right now.
I could.
Could you?
Yeah, I can cook.
This is a part of your talents I didn't know about. Your baking talents.
Nope, baking, yep, all of it. I can grill. I can do it all, John.
Man, you are the ultimate right now, no doubt about it.
That's right, John. That's right.
Well, let's talk a little basketball now. A couple of wins on the road this past week, a trip to Oklahoma, then on up to Kansas. First of all, Northeastern State, a rescheduled game from earlier in the year due to COVID issues down at Northeastern State, and an opportunity that everyone wants to spend at New Year's Eve in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
And we got to do it, John. We got some board games. It was really nice. I said, hey, if we win, we'll get some board games and some cards and some dice and whatnot. And, you know, we'll get some, the fake champagne stuff. We went and got some of that too. So, yeah, we got a nice win. I thought the kids played well, especially we were, 22, 23 days off, 3 days of practice, and then, you know, played a team that I thought was a pretty good team at home and played really well. And then, you know, got to spend New Year's Eve in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and eat at Rib Crib for the 7th time on the trip. So it was fantastic.
In the game in particular, I thought you made a statement early in the ball game, kind of took control of it and just played a fantastic first half.
Yeah, first half in particular, our energy was through the roof. I thought we imposed our will defensively in particular. Offensively, we had some glimmers. And then, you know, scored enough to beat them. I didn't think we were fantastic offensively, but scored enough to beat them, and you know, that's always a good win on the road.
Your freshmen have played well all season long, but I thought they really gave you a boost in the first half as well on that one.
Yeah, they've just been good all season. I mean, everybody that played in that game and everybody that's played all year has really given us a boost, and that's nice, especially the kind of season that that we're having.
After that, as we mentioned, a trip up to Pittsburgh, Kansas to face the Gorillas, and I really thought, too, that it was a much improved Pittsburgh State team than what we saw a year ago.
Super talented. I mean, they're probably as talented as anybody in the league. We had a tough time just defending some of their actions, but offensively, we were as locked in as we've been. You know, I thought we were great. We made a lot of winning plays, 50-50 balls, diving on balls, getting offensive rebounds, et cetera. So I thought that was the difference in that game. And, again, offensively is coming. It just takes time. We're still only 5 games in, and, you know, usually we're – 10, 12, 15 games at this point. So we're still a work in progress offensively, but I was proud of that game.
After the game, you talked about the play of Diego Bernard, and he was so close to having a triple-double in that game. He just did, I think, everything you could ask him more for a player out of that game.
Absolutely. I mean, he made so many winning plays. I remember one in the second half. He had a huge offensive rebound, chased it down. We hit a 3, and I thought that was the nail in the coffin. You know, I thought he was great all day, just making winning plays, just focusing on winning the game. And I know that sounds simple, but when you have so much success and you've won so much, sometimes your focus can drift. And as a group, I thought that we've done a good job of keeping that focus.
Ryan Hawkins had a heck of a game, in particular the first half. It just seemed like everything he wanted to do worked well for him in that first half, and then got a little bit of foul trouble there early in the second half, had to sit some, but he really helped the team get off to a great start.
Yeah, he made a lot of shots. I mean, he's a good player. He can make shots, and you know, I thought defensively, the defensive MVP wasn't as fantastic as he usually is. So, but no, offensively he was fantastic. He's just such a hard guard because he can go in and out, and he can drive. He can just do so many things, and then he's relentless on the offensive glass. He's just a really good player.
With Trevor Hudgens, he put up some numbers that you expect out of Trevor from game to game. But outside of just the things that show up in the box score, what were some of the other things that you liked about what he brought to the floor on Saturday?
You know, he's always ready. He's very intentional about what he does, and he's just so focused on making sure that he gets the task done. And I think that helps our entire group. You know, that's one of the big things. And then obviously his shot making ability, his ability to make plays. He was dialed in there. Both guards were, and that really helps us.
5-0 now on this season. Again, you mentioned that only 5 games in, and really, I think what you did this past weekend, it was a lot tougher than what I might look to when you look at the scores, when you had to go through all the COVID issues prior to Christmas break and then coming back out, not having much time on the practice floor. That really, I think, stands out as far as what you guys were able to accomplish going on the road and playing well with the limited time you've had to be on the floor and work up to those 2 games.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, our kids must have stayed in shape over the quarantine and the mandatory dead period, and obviously that showed in our performance.
Now a chance to get back at Bearcat Arena, where you've had a couple of games already, but it's been quite a while since you had a chance to play after picking up a couple wins over Central Missouri and then Lincoln University, and a couple pretty good teams coming into the arena this weekend.
Yeah, number 5, and then what's Emporia, 5-1, something like that. So, yeah, tough games. Both teams very well coached. We'll have our hands full, that's for sure.
What do you see about Washburn right now? Again, a team that off to a good start. They were tested by Northeastern State this past weekend, but what are some of the things that really stand out when you look at the Ichabods?
They're really good offensively. You know, they honestly run a lot of what we run. They've kind of adjusted their offense slightly, you know, put everything around their guards coming off ball screens. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full guarding them. And then obviously they play extremely hard as anybody in the league. So we need to make sure that we're ready to go.
And along those lines, are you looking forward to the fact that this is going to be a somewhat normal week for your team to be able to go through some workouts and practices and lead up to the game on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat normal. We still didn't get a practice today. We were able to social distance and get some shots and do some offensive stuff. But we have to test this afternoon or tomorrow morning or whatever, and then we'll be able to practice tomorrow.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us, and let you enjoy these cookies.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right. That's Ben McCollum, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. basketball team. We'll be back and have more for you right after this on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Information available at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at PizzaRanch.com.
Bearcat women's basketball home this week against Washburn and Emporia State. Head coach Austin Meyer joining us now on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Coach, how was your time off over Christmas break?
It was good. It was a little too long, but it was good, and enjoyed the family time and had fun with the little one. So it was definitely fun.
We spoke a little bit before the game on Saturday, but is it nice just having a chance to get a little get away from the mental side of things right now with COVID and thinking about what's next and how you have to handle practices and testing and protocols and everything, and just kind of push that aside and just be able to be home for a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think early on we stressed about, you know, you wanted to play the games and you're worried about the testing and making sure everybody's good to go. And then when we had to cancel that last week, I remember waking up that next day and it was just like there was nothing to stress about. So it was kind of nice. We stressed about playing all the whole first semester, and then when you do get a game canceled, then all of a sudden you're relieved. But now it was nice to kind of get away from it for a little bit. And unfortunately, the way we played on Saturday, it looked like we'd been away from it for a while, but hopefully we can get it figured out.
Whenever you go into a game like that and you have had some extended time off, you had some chance to get back in and practice a little bit before that as well, how do you approach a game like that coming off of such a long layoff after a holiday break?
Whatever I told you'd be wrong, because we obviously didn't approach it right. But no, I mean, you know, getting back into it, it's you know, we wanted them to make sure they got some running in and stuff on their own at home. And then when you come back, there's that fine line of, you know, working back into it that first day and not just you know, destroying them on day one. So we tried to build up going into it, and I thought we did it. You know, we came out offensively, we were really good the first half. We shot 60%. We just didn't play great defense. But you know, we probably should have done a little bit more in the days leading up to it, because I really felt like we just ran out of gas, you know, midway through that third quarter when it was a 11-12 point game. They went on a run. We didn't get back a few times in transition defense. We gave up offensive rebounds. So and then they just played a lot more confident than us to finish the game.
In a week like this, that's a normal week, but with the testing and stuff, you miss a little bit of chance to get in and have a full team practice. But can you do much conditioning or anything like that in a midweek like this before Thursday?
Yeah, we did today. You know, we break them up in groups. You know, right now, Coach Houston, who's in our, we'd call our team Freedom, that unfortunately got COVID a while back, so he's kind of in the clear for a little bit, so he's able to work them all out individually. And then we did some conditioning down in the weight room as well. So we did a lot more today than we typically do on a Monday, and then we'll be able to go full practice and we'll do a lot more scrimmaging. We didn't do a ton of scrimmaging leading into Pittsburgh State. We did go a little bit on Thursday and a little bit on Tuesday, but with a shorter week coming back and trying to get in shape, we didn't do a ton of it. So it'll be good to get back out there. And we got, you know, as many injuries as we've had, with obviously Emma being out, Peyton being out, Jana was out for a while and came back, was able to play a little bit, but we're starting to get some people healthier. Jillian's practicing for us now for the first time. She's had four or five practices now. Peyton, I don't know that we'll see her this year, but she's moving around a lot more and getting close. So hopefully we can continue to get healthy as we move forward.
When you look back at a game like Pittsburgh State, you mentioned offensively playing well there, especially in the first half, hitting a lot of shots. Does it feel like that confidence for this team is building on that side of the basketball? Even a game where Molly, your leading scorer, only had 8 points, other people stepping up, is that confidence is getting there where, man, you put that defense with it, that could be pretty tough down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't look at stats a lot, but just glancing at the other day, and you look in there and you see that we're top of the league in field goal percentage, which is pretty crazy considering, you know, just to be honest, how bad we've been over the last couple of years from an offensive efficiency standpoint. And we're at the top of the league right now, and that's without arguably our most efficient player in Emma. So, yeah, hopefully we're gaining more confidence. I thought we played very confidently the first half, and then when they made some runs there in that third quarter, our confidence really went down. We got really passive. We got away from getting downhill. So it was that combination. Was it fatigue or was it just lack of confidence? And I think that's big for us, for a team that is trying. We keep talking about turning that corner and making that jump against a Pittsburgh State team that played great. I mean, we weren't ourselves defensively, but going back and watching film, like, we weren't that bad defensively, as bad as I thought we were. They were really good offensively. They made plays. They had kids that, you know, Maya Williams, who's a, you know, 22% three-point shooter, hits a couple threes, and but we gave up a few too many easy ones, and then that gets teams more confident. But they played really well, and they're one of the best offensive teams in the league, especially scoring wise, and they were really locked in. So we just got to get to a level where we can play confidently the whole game, and you can see it for us when we score, how good we are into it we are defensively. And when good things happen, we can be really good. But then when a couple bad things happen, it goes south. So we just got to find a way to – we constantly stress next play, next play. We got to figure out how to play well even through those mistakes. And that's what good teams do. You know, you make a mistake and you get over it and you focus on the next play.
Whenever you look at Northwest, the past couple seasons, there have been some really good road trips and some big wins coming away from home. And you're still kind of getting that rhythm of playing back in Bearcat Arena. This will just be the third game in Bearcat Arena coming up this Thursday. With COVID and everything else going on, it'll probably be nice to not take that bus trip, make someone else do all that traveling, just be able to stay in your home confines.
Yeah, it'll be good. And you know, we're coming off, you know, the last time we played at home, we played really well. You know, both games I thought we played well. Central Missouri, you know, it was a 4 or 5 point game against the best team in our league with, you know, I think 5 minutes left. We missed some free throws in that game. And then Lincoln, we had our best offensive performance in a long time. I think we shot 60% from the field for the game, played really good defense. So, I think protecting our home court is one thing that we want to make sure we're doing moving forward, where, you know, Bearcat Arena can turn into a place that teams don't want to come play, where, you know, I don't know that teams really fear us yet when they come play at Northwest. And I think from talking to Houston about this from a program standpoint, you know, you look at Northwest women's basketball over the last 8 or 9 years, and if you go through the records, you know, including our last 2 years, they haven't been very good, you know. The issue is with Northwest Missouri State, everybody knows how good our athletics programs are. You know, obviously football, men's basketball, that I don't feel like anybody – you're still going to get everybody's best shot because you're Northwest. And so we're not going to sneak up on anybody, unfortunately, because of the success in other programs. But if we can make Bearcat Arena a place that is really tough to play, where teams know they're going to have to play extremely well to beat us, we'll know we're going in the right direction.
Every head coach everywhere takes pride in their team and their program, but it has to mean a little bit more to yourself and Coach Houston, thinking about playing for Coach Tatmeyer, the big games that you guys played in at Bearcat Arena, now transitioning, leading this women's basketball program. There's a little more point of pride that goes with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that we stress in recruiting, and obviously it's a little bit different this year with the fan element, but when we have recruits in our first 2 years, you know, you're bringing recruits in and you know, when you first make a call or you shoot a text to a kid, you know, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go to the schedule and they're going to look at the previous records. Well, obviously they haven't been very good. So we try to sell things to recruits. Hey, we want you to be a part of the turn. We want you to be a part of the change. You know, be a group that came in here and helped turn this thing around and get it to a high level. And we're confident we're going to do that. And we're working that way. But, you know, another thing we sell to kids is, hey, when you come to the, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter of a women's game, it's a sold out crowd. But we'd rather more people be coming the first, second quarter. You know, most times they're coming for the men's game, which is great because obviously our men's team is best team in America and they're fun to watch. But we want people to get there earlier and see our games. I can remember back when we were trying to get things going on the men's side, where the Final Four team in 2011, when we'd come up and get ready to go play, it'd be a sold-out crowd, and 5 minutes into the men's game, it was half full, so people would leave for the men's game. So we want to get it to where, hey, you got to get there early, and you're gonna have to buckle in for 4 hours and watch 4 hours of good basketball is the goal with this whole thing.
And it's building. You've got really talented freshmen right now. I know you've got a good class coming in next year, too. You look at this current group of seniors who are trying to push that along and be part of this change at the same time. And Kylie Coleman's one that stands out this year. She's fifth in the MIAA in minutes, and it seems like any way that she can contribute offensively, defensively, they're stepping up.
Yeah, Kylie's been great. She's been our most consistent player, no doubt about it. She's defending at a high level. She was great defensively against Missouri Western. She was solid against Pittsburgh State. Had some breakdowns, which we all did, but She's playing at a really, really high level, and we got to get everybody on that level. And she's been great. She's a confident kid. She's always been competitive. You know, we talk about senior leadership too, and kind of flips it the other way too. That I think somebody like Molly and CK, the freshmen that have come in, have also pushed Kylie to another level as well. So they kind of feed off each other. And She's been awesome for us, and hopefully she can continue that.
Looking ahead this week, Washburn, they're 2-4 on the season, but it's a program that's been very good in the past. Their schedules had all kinds of postponements with games due to COVID-19. Judging by the record, they're a team that struggled, but you're expecting a good performance from the Ichabods coming in here.
Yeah, and especially, we're a different team, but you go back to last year, we beat them 2 years ago down there for the first time in, I think, 30 years it was, and they remembered that, and they came into our place last year and just destroyed us at home. So, hopefully we can kind of remember that, and hopefully we have a bad taste in our mouth from the Pittsburgh State game, and can get in this week and get better and play well. We're going to have to play really well. Our schedule is brutal right now down the stretch. All the teams, half of our games are against top five teams in the league, and most of those teams we're playing twice. So there's nothing easy about our schedule right now, but I think that's a good thing because you want to play the best when you're trying to move this thing. So we'll get to play these games and see where we're at.
You talk about the struggles that Northwest women's basketball the past 8-9 years and trying to build things up. It does feel like no matter who comes in, that Northwest is going to give them their best shot. And any given night, this Bearcat team can't step up and beat anybody. It kind of adds a little bit more fun, regardless of who they're playing on the schedule.
Yeah, definitely. I go back to the UCM game, and we were right there in that game. Pittsburgh State obviously was we saw the final score, but we're sitting there, it's 12 or 13 there, halfway through the third quarter. And we just felt they played really well, but we also felt like they didn't get our best effort. But they're a really good team too. So there's nobody in the league that we feel like we can't beat. At the same time, there's nobody that can't beat us, and we have to focus on that one game at a time, and trying to do whatever we can to get better. Getting back in the gym today, and we have a 15-hour rule that after a win or a loss, we get 15 hours, and then you got to be over it. So you can be excited for a little while or be angry about it, and then we got to get back in and get better. And I think that's we talk every day about the process, getting better. Not really focusing on the results. It's nice to get a win against Missouri Western for the first time in 9 years or whatever it was, and to check some of those boxes. But it's just all about getting better every day, and our seniors to keep working, knowing that there's a chance this is going to be kind of the end of the road, and freshmen just continuing to get better, and kids that have been out doing everything they can to get back and continue to improve, because we want to keep moving this thing forward, and there's going to be bumps along the road, but we feel like we're going to get there.
And finally, back home this Thursday against Washburn. Coach, yep. Appreciate the time. We will talk to you later this week.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach. We will take a timeout. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The student body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow has provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, open 7 to 7 daily. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. The walk-in clinic is also open from 8 to noon Saturdays. Appointment information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is back home for just the third time this season, coming up on Thursday. Athletic Director Andy Peterson joining us now on the Bearcat Coaches Show. And Andy, we've talked multiple times late in 2020 about what it's going to look like in the crowd, how many fans are going to be in. It was just family members of players prior to this, but the chance now maybe a few more Bearcat fans will be in the arena on Thursday.
Right, yeah. It's kind of been our plan from day one. You know, we used those two games in December as a trial run with our mitigation plans and social distancing and masking and, you know, limited concessions, et cetera. And we feel pretty good about it. You know, I think that, you know, we've got to do it with our eyes wide open, obviously. But we feel good about our plan and executing that and allowing some more folks in. You know, we did a survey back in September, I believe, maybe it was October, just to gauge an interest of our season ticket holders who wanted to get in. And with the response that came back, you know, those that said, yes, definitely I want my tickets, or, you know, hey, I don't want as many tickets this year. Or then obviously the folks that said, we appreciate the offer, but it's just not in our best interest this fall. You know, that it's kind of allowed us to expand to that group and say, hey, you know, our season ticket holders who commit to us every year, both in spirit but also financially early on in the year, that we can kind of help them. They can help us. We can help them get in and watch some basketball in person. Obviously, safely is the most important thing. But now we can stretch out to that group, and we'll push up to about 20% capacity at Bearcat Arena. So,
I would assume you've probably been getting a lot of phone calls and emails of quite a few people saying, when are we going to be let in? Uh-huh. When are we? There's a lot of excitement with the women's basketball team on the rise, and of course the men's team 5-0, still number one in the nation.
Sure, yeah, and you know, I think that's part of it, which is great, because that, you know, you're doing something right, obviously. But the other part of it is just for the student athletes. You know, I think the first text message I got yesterday was, you know, number one versus number five. How do we get more fans in here? And it's like, you know, honestly, number one versus number five doesn't matter. You know, if our teams were winless, you know, you want to get people in to support them, to provide the game day experience that they deserve at a Division II institution, that sort of thing. You just have to do it safely. And obviously 2020, which I'm trying not to say anymore because it's kind of a bad word, but you get into 2021 and doing, you know, we just know a lot more about COVID than we did. We know a lot more about mitigation and disinfecting and how to address it a little bit. So the more we can do our due diligence in that sense, but then allow you know, folks to come in and watch and enjoy it safely, then we owe it to our student athletes to do that.
Was this probably on the horizon anyway, or at the same time we've seen Nottoway County numbers have gone down significantly over the last month? Is that playing a role in it at the same time?
Absolutely. You know, I think if stuff was just out of control right now, then I don't think we're having this conversation. But this is what we enacted, you know, like I said, 3 months ago. We said, hey, we're just going to allow player families in December, and we will readdress, reevaluate after the first of the year, which we've done. So, you know, we kind of laid the groundwork in November and December to do this, and you know, stuff is looking okay right now, and so we'll continue to look at it. Obviously, it's not a decision that I'm making or that we're making today, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the year. I mean, like I said, we've got to have eyes wide open and be aware of what's going on and try to do the best we can. You know, obviously both of our programs have missed games already because of positive tests amongst the programs. And so, you know, you just have to try it one day at a time and do your best to mitigate. And, you know, obviously we're going to ask people that if you feel sick, don't come. If you're a season ticket holder and you purchase your tickets and you're sick, don't come. If you've got symptoms, don't come. If you are, you know, feel unsafe or anything like that, don't come. You know, there's a personal responsibility too that everybody has to take into account, you know. So it's not just Northwest Athletics saying to heck with everything, we're gonna allow it. That's not the case at all. You know, we are hyper aware of the situation. We've had you know, numerous people contract COVID and numerous athletes contract COVID and getting through it. We understand the severity of the situation. We also understand that there's a mental health aspect, that the more we can pseudo get back to whatever normal is, the better off people are. And so if you can do it safely, you know, we're going to try to do it safely. And so that's where we're at right now.
I think the MIAA as a whole, from our perspective, but then also even coming down a little bit closer, the Northwest training staff and the coaches and the players, everybody's done a good job of cooperating, making the most of this, and not putting anybody in a difficult situation of, you know what, we're going to let this one slide, play this game, then we'll quarantine. You know, everybody's done a good job of taking care of each other.
Well, and I think you mentioned the MIAA. You know, I've talked with a lot of my colleagues about, you know, how they're doing things, what they're going, what have they seen, what are some of their challenges, you know, and for the most part, all of our games that we have been to, you know, Western, Pitt, Northeastern State, Rogers, I can't even list them all off. Here's, I'm looking at John and Matt. You guys have been to all the arenas. I haven't even been to the arenas. I think they've had fans at most of them. I don't know that there have been any that haven't had, you know, haven't had fans at all. And I know some of our colleagues are in that situation. But it's, you know, it's the old adage where, you know, your mom, the first thing you tell your mom is, well, my best friend Steve's getting to do it. Well, if Steve jumped off a bridge, would you do that too? You know, I mean, you can't just say,
how high's the bridge, Andy?
Well, that's true. But you can't just say, because everybody else is doing it, it's the right thing to do. I mean, that doesn't make any sense either. So everybody's in their own situation. Everybody's got their own circumstances. But to know that, you know, the league, you know, we all agreed 25% capacity. We're not going to go above that no matter what. And so, you know, but to be able to talk to guys around the league, to guys and gals around the league, and ask them their opinions, you know, what would they change? What would they do different? You know, because we're kind of, I'll say we're a little bit in a better situation. We only had two home games in the fall, and so we didn't really have to fight it too much. You know, we've got 9 home games left. I don't know how many games we got left, 15 or 16. We've got 9 of those at home, which is kind of great, you know, especially if stuff continue to come. I mean, I've talked to 3 or 4 people today that, you know, they've got the vaccine. They've gotten the first round of the vaccine. They'll get the second round of the vaccine in the next week, week and a half. And then, you know, for them, that changes the game completely. So, and you got a lot of people that have had COVID in the last month and they've recovered, and technically, I guess, possibly for now, they're not necessarily a threat to anybody else, that sort of thing. So it's, nobody's situation is the same. Nobody's arena is in the same location, the same size, or the same setup. So everything's different. We've got to take everything with a grain of salt. Obviously, incremental decision making plays a role. We just got to keep on keeping on. Like you said, yeah, you want to. We can't just. I've got a responsibility to our players and our coaches, and then we also have a responsibility to everybody that we let in the arena, and we've got a plan, I believe, that is set up to protect everybody. We just need everybody to understand that they've got their own personal responsibility too, when they're out in public and when they come to Bearcat Arena.
I guess the motto for what we've had kind of going through COVID is day by day, take it one day at a time. You can't go too much beyond that. Still going to throw a question out there that's probably purely speculative, and you can defer and just kind of push it on if you want. But on Monday, Division I announces that the NCAA tournament will all be played within Indiana, and everything, trying to kind of keep it as close without spreading it across the country.
Yeah.
when we first think about the MIAA tournament, but then even deeper into the NCAA tournament, which is well off into the future. But does the MIAA have any thoughts about just going to host sites on campus? Is it definitely Kansas City? Are there anything up in the air about that?
We're going
to
host everything in Bearcat Arena, the entire Division II national tournament. Bearcat
John
Arena.
Coffey, call every game. Let's do it.
Could you do it, John? He says, you betcha. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Eyes wide open. We've been meeting MIAA athletic directors and the staff, the conference staff. Folks have been meeting almost weekly. We took obviously a couple weeks off here for Christmas and New Year's, but we've been meeting weekly. We've been talking about, you know, because right now Kansas City's got a different set of rules and regulations that could we even have fans in municipal auditorium? Because if you can't have fans in municipal auditorium, then it kind of does become a financial decision that you can't pay for the rent of the facility for 4 or 5 days. So then, yeah, do you go to a different neutral site? Do you go to campus sites, hire seed hosts? Do you pick two campuses that are close to each other and you pick, you know, similar to what baseball does or some of the other sports? Everything's on the table. And I think that's something that you gotta think about, you know, for the conference tournament. For the national tournament, I think that's something that's, you know, still a long ways off. I think there's only, I think, three conferences that played any basketball at all in the fall. I think a bunch of them started up this last weekend, and so there's gotten some games in. But I also know that there's others. I think I saw on the ticker that another conference canceled this morning or yesterday, something like that. So, you know, the NCAA's rule is that you have to have half of the conferences competing so you can have a national tournament, and you know, we've got a long way to go to get to that point. So but it's something that's on the back burner that everybody's thinking about as we go through the winter sports seasons, and hopefully we can get there and have meaningful games at the end of the year, championships at the end of the year, safely, obviously.
Before we let you go, Andy, you mentioned it. Washburn's undefeated, Northwest is undefeated, coming in a good men's basketball matchup on Thursday. What was the best matchup that you can remember when you were playing as far as highly ranked teams, big atmosphere, probably a few more people in the stands than Thursday, but you played in some big games.
I got two. I'm going to kind of cheat and give you two answers. Number one is I talked to Lauren Fier, the AD at Washburn this morning, and said it reminds me of the good old days, 03, 04, 04, 05. I believe the first time Northwest Missouri State was ever ranked number one in the nation. 03, 04, I was a redshirt freshman. Washburn, we were ranked number one for 7 days because Washburn came in here and beat us here at home. And then I'm pretty sure they beat us at their place later in the year. But we got them in the conference tournament and in the regional down in Stephenville in the semifinals, the game before Jesse Shaw hit the shot against Drury. So, yeah, this 1 versus 5 feels pretty good about that. But I will, in rankings terms, my sophomore year, we played SBU. That's a bad comparison after I start saying that. We played SBU. I believe they were ranked number 4 or number 5 all 4 times that we played them, and we beat them 3 out of the 4 times. But I say that's a bad comparison because I don't think we were ranked that high. I think we had a bad – that was Austin Meyer's senior year. We had a 4-game stretch. We lost all 4 games, played bad. Coach Tapmeyer gave us 2 days off in the middle of the season. He gave us off a Sunday and a Monday, which was unheard of. And we came back and got on a little stretch at the end of the year and made a run. That was we got beat in the Sweet 16 that year at SBU. But
was that like Matt Rogers on that? Or was that, was that
he was young. I don't think he was on that team. That was Jim Grabowski, the point guard, Sheldon Pace, Jason Jemison, Deion Davis. That was a squad. Franz Stein, Oklahoma State center transfer, big old boy. I remember he got an offensive rebound, and I ripped real hard and tried to pull it out of his hands. And it was, I don't even think he knew I was there. And then he just kind of, he didn't look at me, but in my mind, he kind of looked at me and frowned and then just jumped up and dunked it with two hands. And I just thought, oh, man, this is not going to be fun. But we got him 3 out of 4 times that year. Bad comparison, though, because we weren't ranked very high. Sorry. So I'd have to go back to 03-04. I'd have to go back to 03-04 with the Washburn.
This would be a weekly segment of, do you remember that great game against this team?
I remember a lot of games. I tease Coach Churchma about you can bring up one specific play or something like that. And he's got 19 examples of what he can remember about that play or that game or that player, et cetera. And I was like, man, I don't think I coached long enough to do that. But the longer that you're alive, I guess, maybe, more of those memories come back to you, I think.
Although maybe we just manufacture those memories in our minds.
I don't mind them pretty accurate right now.
Pull up the game tape, let's watch.
I mean, they're pretty good. I don't know. I've heard Coach Meyer say it 100 times. He's always said that, you know, he was an all-conference player, whatever. You know, and then you get 10 years out and you were an all-American player, whatever. And then you get 15 years out and you were all-world. And then, you know, it's like you never played. And then you tell your kids, yeah, I played quite a bit. And then you tell your grandkids, I started. And then you tell your great-grandkids, I was the best that ever did happen. You know, so I haven't got that bad yet. But
I'm planning on doing that. And I wasn't even on the team.
Why wouldn't you? See, exactly.
You know?
You're on there.
Yeah.
You're good.
Why not? I was going to say Coach Peterson. Formerly Coach Peterson, right. Athletic Director Peterson.
Women's golf, still Coach Peterson.
Yeah, that's true.
the women's golf plays in the spring, Matt.
That's
see?
Right. It's not in season is why.
We are. Well, we aren't.
It's not. It's off season.
Next week. No, next week. When school starts, we're in season. So watch it.
Once we get there. But we're not there yet.
Well, there's 4 inches of snow on the ground, too, so it doesn't feel like golf season.
Let's get those neon yellow balls.
Oh, I got the simulator put up. We can get the simulator going.
There you go.
Yeah, and we also hit in Hughes Fieldhouse.
Let me know. I'll be there.
Happens all the time.
A few lessons.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Coach Peterson.
You can't say bad slice. It's just a slice. Slice has a negative connotation. It's like a double negative. The
that
bad
could be a
slice.
Good slice.
No, there's no such thing as a good slice. That'd be a fade.
I've been on the golf course, and I will line up with the hole like a 45 degree to my right,
yeah.
And I will try to hit it one way, and it will go. I'll hit the green.
You know who else played like that?
Mark Rosewell.
I don't think I've ever seen Coach Rosie with a club in his hand.
Bad slice.
Scott Bostwick.
Really?
Oh my gosh, he was the best. He was the best at playing his slice.
He is a good slice. Is what you're saying?
No, it was not a good slice. There's no. It doesn't.
I think
let
we
me
made
coach
it work.
Golf. You let me coach golf.
All right.
You do the radio. I'll coach golf.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Coach Peterson.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
It's Andy Peterson, Northwest Athletic Director and Head Women's Golf Coach, joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Well, for the first time in more than a month, Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball will be at home this weekend, Thursday against Washburn, and then Saturday against Emporia State. For the Thursday matchup, the women will play at 5:30 pregame on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW will start at 5 o'clock, followed by the men's game coming up at 7:30. That's going to wrap things up, though, for today's show on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Appreciate everyone for coming on. Austin Meyer and Ellie Horn from the women's basketball team, Ben McComb, Wes Jr. from the men's basketball team, and AD Andy Peterson. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from the LAMP Connectivity Center.